Don't fillet the microphone.
You have to tell her that every time.
I know.
And she hasn't done that since, well, never mind.
Since the KBC parking lot in 1999.
Fucking happy hour. It's the one I've been waiting for. Don't ruin it for me. Fugle. Bob Seska's here.
Yay. Fugle saying this said the show was evil, and I'm beginning to, I immediately know how and why.
Bob Seska is here from Hawaii. He is used to getting a free lay, so just shut the fuck up.
See, from Hawaii, because lay.
I get it, lay.
It's the double meaning there.
Hi.
It's a double entendre.
Listen, there's been rolling Twittergasms all day about Bob Seska being on.
Yes.
Yeah, my face happy is hurting hour from blushing.
Like, they just want to hear you say the word fuck.
Fuck!
There you go.
Fuck. Oh, motherfucking fuck. Rocky Mountain Mike sent something for us for the Happy Hour podcast.
Oh, good.
Okay, everybody sing. Here we go. Fuck! Oh, fuck me. That's good.
That
fuck
was
me,
fine.
Mike. That's great.
It's
thank
the
you
second
that
was verse that makes it funny.
It yes.
Monte fucking Vanni.
Well, listen. First of all, Bob Seska is the first one that alerted us, Jim, because we thought that John Boner's crying word, his only word was tavern.
Tavern.
He alerted us to the fact that there is also a second safe word that is
little children.
American people.
American people.
The American people don't want little children in a tavern.
And I can't talk to them about the American dream.
What is that?
That's backward snot.
Which is with the color of a nice pillow.
He did that, I think, with Barbara Walters. He's done that on 2020. I mean, every show he goes on, mm-hmm, they ask him about, what's your education policy?
Well, I can't go to any schools anymore. I can't talk to children about the American dream. Little children. American dream.
Hork. We're 5 minutes in. I've done
don't
four
think, like,
snot noises.
Men should yes mostly only cry when they've been punched directly in the penis. I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
Well, punching the
why
penis.
Why does he cry so much?
Or have an anvil dropped on your foot.
It's yes, it's the bender. It's the constant Merlot. I mean, you drink yeah Merlot all day long and smoke three packs of Pall Malls or whatever it is that he's smoking. He's just going to break down at the drop of a hat.
He's seriously like a chick at this point.
Hell no,
he's
I
just
won't
like, I, oh my God, this hurts my vagina. Oh, Jesus. My tits are just in a twist. And
I mean, he literally said one time that he can't go speak to children because he can't, because he
I'm
starts
sorry,
crying.
Oh. I can't go talk to children because your eyes were working at a tavern when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
There's another one.
Hork.
You know, he really needs to incorporate, like, a drunken fart in there, too, with the snorting.
Oh, sorry. Ha.
Excuse me.
Wow. Bar snacks.
That was a little
a beer fart.
That was a little liquid.
Woo. Wow. Can you smell the pickles in that?
This is, one of these days, he's going to go full Robert Durst with the belching and the snorting and the yawning.
No one ever tells the whole truth.
Fucking creepy is that guy.
Oh my God.
That was which documentary is creepier, that or the Scientology one? Because that was
starring David Miscarriage. Yeah.
Oh my God, did you see that they stalked David Miscarriage's father?
Yes.
Well, I understand.
David hired friends.
Private
for
detectives
his,
to stalk
for his father. That they would befriend him right and then get all this dirt on him.
We're wow totally not working for your son.
The breaking news is that he has a father and that he wasn't hatched through some
right
reptilian some birthing process.
We're in the third moon of Endor.
Yeah.
Oh, my
the
God.
Boss
Jim,
the Boss Eisley Cantina.
I was watching the Scientology thing and I thought, oh, my God, Tom Cruise is doing Jim doing him.
Yeah.
And that went,
isn't it great?
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Rain it in.
Donde los yikes.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, man. So, okay. The
Can you tell I'm enthusiastic?
That is so creepy. It's like, it's so toothy and big, you expect like an alien other mouth to come shooting out.
A second mouth.
Well, it's, his mouth is so toothy and big that you expect it to unhinge and he'd swallow a gerbil like in V.
In V.
Yes.
That's right, Diana.
Like, who would
Diana?
Diana and V just swallowed a giant. As a 12-year-old little boy, seeing that happen on television.
Who would win between him and Cindy McCain?
I have one word to describe it. Rager.
Oh, my God. Her mouths can do... Unhinge?
Oh. Wait a minute. No gag reflex? Why? Right. Okay.
Don't talk about our last guest that way.
Can we pause this, Mom? I have to go do something.
Yeah.
Can we pause the television?
Seriously? Do you have to go do a duty?
Oh, no. I was joking about watching V and seeing the giant mouth. Oh. I got to run, Mom.
You know what's weird? You know what Chris is referring to? Because I was talking to the White House this morning. I almost shit myself.
Yes.
Let's hold on. My only time on the happy hour so far. Let's stop the show so I can go, take a shit.
I timed my coffee wrong when I had Valerie Jarrett on. I almost shit myself. Yeah. I'm like, well, the White House is calling. I got to shit myself.
Oh, my God.
I got to take a break.
Yeoman, get my brown pants.
Very nice. So the 2016 race has just started. Someone today already said they right-wing radio host said they'd like to shoot Hillary in the vagina. So in case you were wondering, will there be any sexism?
He's thinking about Hillary Clinton's vagina an awful lot.
Yeah.
When I think of Hillary Clinton, the last thing I think about is Hillary Clinton's vagina. So, I'm just not thinking. You know, I'm not dwelling on the vagina part.
The cat.
Think about the alien mouth shooting out and biting real fast.
Or it unhinging its jaw.
Wow. I did not have sexual relations with that alien.
Like Things in
are, V. All right, so far we're, what, two... couple of days out of the gate, shoot Hillary in the vagina, and then someone knocked over Hillary's father's tombstone.
That's awful.
What the fuck?
Yeah, in Pennsylvania. He died in like 1992. Did not get to see his daughter be First Lady of the United States.
No.
And,
People.
That'll show her. That'll show her to run for president. Going to knock over her family members' graves.
Right?
What is that?
We have not reached a new low in American
politics. This person has not heard of Twitter, where you do the real damage to people.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just saying, I don't mean to be partisan, Bob. Is there a difference? Is there, you know, is Hillary like, you know what, I'm going to dig up Rand Paul's grandfather and face fuck him? No! Right? No. Nobody on our side does that.
She spent 5 hours on TV the other day talking to four people and just sounding like the most agreeable person in the world. Like, one of them could have just jumped up and said, can I punch you in the face right now? She was like, well, sure, bring it on.
All right. Okay, bring it on.
Put up your dukes.
Yeah, she is a lot more relaxed this time than she was last time. I'm very glad for that.
Harry Reid, meanwhile, Jim, is totally unhinged now that he's leaving. They asked him about the 2016 field. He goes, I don't really care. They're all losers.
He's turned into a honey badger.
I'm sorry you had to see me like this.
I've crapped better men than that.
Yeah, they're fucking losers.
He's turned into a honey badger.
I'm done with this bullshit. They're fucking losers. I got fucking one eye. So fuck with me.
A semi-tractor trailer hit him in the face.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He's not taking shit from anybody.
No. Ugh. No. And then he said he called Mitch McConnell a lump of coal.
Wow.
He was all right. A little green clump
no,
of
a
clay.
Little green lump of coal. He said, well, he comes from a coal state. I don't mean to be mean-spirited.
Yeah, you do.
He doesn't give a fuck anymore. But he said he believes coal is the salvation of the world. I don't believe that. He's
really?
A lump of coal.
See, the better Mitch McConnell takedown is the albino slee stack.
What does that mean?
You see, Land of the Lost, the Land of the
Land
Lost.
Land of the Lost?
Show with the slee stack, the lizard people.
The lizard,
Okay, got it.
With the big bulgy eyes.
Uh-huh.
And all they did was go, and they walked really slowly.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was written on LSD. That was
And you could totally run away from them, so they weren't dangerous, because they walked slowly.
They're slow.
Yeah.
Fucking like go. Chris Christie's running. Oh, I wonder when he's going to catch me.
And so some of them had slingshots.
Yes.
I recall.
And one of them could talk, I remember.
Enoch.
Could talk. You know his name.
I know his name. Enoch could talk. Wow. And he would play with the crystals in the cave.
And yeah. He was sometimes nice and sometimes a bastard.
Oh, my God. You're so a geek.
Totally a geek. That was my first real geek show.
Nerd.
Land of the Lost.
I watched it too.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition.
Wow.
And the greatest earthquake ever known.
Nerds, Jim.
Plunged them down 1,000 feet below
to the land of the lost.
Scared the hell out of me, but I loved it so.
How did I miss that?
I
must have been in Germany at the time.
Sid and Marty Krall.
Speaking of Chris Christie, he says he will crack down and not permit legal marijuana as president. Someone's scared of the munchies?
He is going to take away your, if you're in Colorado or Alaska or Washington, he's going to take away your right to smoke marijuana.
Take away your weed,
Republicans believe in states' rights?
Yes, they do.
Not anymore, Jim.
Supposedly.
Mm-hmm. What are his munchies like? No.
The question is, who's the biggest dick of the Republican field so far?
Oh, they're so dicky. It's hard to pick a dick.
Well, so far it's Rand Paul.
Pick a dick, everybody.
It is Rand Paul.
That's a Republican primary. Pick a dick.
That's right.
Once in a great while, I agree with something Rand Paul says.
But, well, sure. I mean, that's the way it is with libertarians. But but then they say something so egregious, and Rand Paul's just running away from libertarianism.
That's why his interviews are going so disastrously. He's not used to being with someone that's not also stoned. That is such a fucking great idea. Oh, my God.
What happens is he says something great or something interesting, and then 2 hours later, he reverses himself.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to spend 17 hours filibustering drones, and then I'm going to say the next day, well, we might as well use a drone to take out a liquor store thief.
Right.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. There you go.
Oh, Rand.
And then he says, I didn't really mean that. And then
hope that he is the nominee and he actually holds physically Hillary Clinton's lips shut instead of just the CNBC interview where he went, hey, hey, calm down. I hope he just goes, no.
Yeah, it's like the Dr. Evil.
Don't speak. No, don't speak. No.
He just goes right up with his mouth right to her lips. No.
Shugaboo. La, 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 la.
The other day.
No, don't speak. Don't speak. No. Silence. Don't speak.
You're sitting on my balls.
Excuse me? And Hillary just says, listen to me very carefully.
Listen to me very carefully. Put the candle back.
Put the candle back.
What? Hey, Jim, did you see this? Tom Brokaw has broken his silence on Brian Williams. He says it's a really serious case. He broke his silence about his nightly news successor, Brian. Am I teeing you up? Sorry.
I understand Brian Williams is a nihilist.
He said the Williams are
and a novel.
He said it's a really, really serious
and a locution.
Really serious case. He said the important thing is that the process is very carefully constructed, and we owe it to everybody, including Brian and his
including
family.
Including Brian.
Brian and his family.
And his children, Leonard and Lisa.
For the process to play out.
Well, his daughter did analingus, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's simulated. Simulated analingus.
Yeah, it's different than the real. It's different than the real thing.
I fell for it.
She was pretending to.
I couldn't believe Peter Pan actually did that.
I know.
What the fuck, Bob?
Hey, you know what I miss? I miss when Tom Brokaw was on the air and both Boutros Ghali and Bosnia Herzegovina were in the news.
It's Slobodan Milosevic.
Slobodan Milosevic.
This just in.
Slobodan Milosevic was in Slovenia looking for a lorry.
The former Yugos.
And the former Yugoslavia.
Did you see the interview?
Swallow.
With Mary Kay Lipscomb.
Swallow.
I tell her that every day.
With Mary Kay Lipscomb. Mary Kay Lipscomb.
Mary Kay Lipscomb.
And her lover. Billy Fong.
Billy Fong.
They have had their nuptial.
Ten years ago.
And they're very happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Anyway. All right.
They're both fans of Gina Brigida.
Yeah, they are.
And Lola Falana.
And Lola Falana. Anyway, Tom says we should have the investigation play out and hear what the final conclusions are and deal with it then.
Wow.
And regarding Brian
Wilhelms.
Brokaw also addressed rumors he and Wilhelms have a
bad relationship.
As outlined in an explosive report recently,
I think somebody wrote that just for me.
I think so. You're right.
No, he said there's been way too much
speculation
about it. Brian and I have a cordial
relationship.
Okay. And meanwhile, ABC News is cleaning NBC News' clock.
What are you going to do? What you going to do?
They're cleaning our clock.
Yeah.
Cleaning your what?
Clock.
Clock. Hey, I'll ask a clock.
You know what? I like it when Jim does that because it's a lot like Olingus. Okay.
Or Anolingus.
Right.
Maybe that's the problem with Tom Brokaw. He's just really extensive with his activities. I keep forgetting that I'm on the happy hour.
Yes.
He licks a lot of pussy. Yes.
Right?
Yes, he does.
A lot of pussy.
That's probably
what went wrong.
His tongue is always swollen.
He's more than Michael Douglas. He's probably like, I don't know.
It's like Novocaine or something. Right. He's just numb and worn out, full of lactic acid.
I've licked more labia than Michael Douglas.
Michael Landon.
My tongue is full of lactic acid.
Or Michael Landon?
Michael Landon from the House on the Prairie?
He's not looking much pussy right now.
Oh, Jim.
What?
Well,
maybe in heaven.
Maybe in heaven.
Maybe in heaven.
Michael Landon.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Bob, tell us your entire life
Michelangelo. That's a different story altogether.
Barbie? Bob, tell us your whole American story starring Bob Seska.
I was born a poor black boy.
Okay, a poor black child. Okay. Where? What
in
happened?
In Czechoslovakia.
I was born in Washington, D.C.
Oh, cool. Me too.
Absolutely. The best town to be born in. And then also, in Virginia. I lived in Virginia for a long time, for about 18 years.
Okay. Where?
In Northern Virginia.
My sister lives... Oh, the communist part.
The very liberal part. Yes.
My sister still has a house there.
My sister lives in Lynchburg, Virginia. And,
And I lived for 7 years in Hampton Roads.
Yes,
Hampton
did.
Roads.
That's where you were.
You still have that O.
The Lederhosen.
When I worked at Busch Gardens.
Oh, no.
It's like... Is it kind of like a Baltimore accent?
Yeah.
Like
Baltimore and the...
Yeah, with a lot of y'alls thrown in. A
lot of y'alls. Well, I had the y'alls. Okay. I still occasionally let a y'all slip in.
Very southern Baltimore.
Yeah, there you go.
So now... And
near
then,
the Poconos.
The Poconos. So now tell us what that happened then.
I was a Catholic Republican then.
Wow.
Me too!
Yeah.
Oh my God, born in Washington, D.C., Catholic Republican. Oh my God, oh my God!
I was the founder of the Young Republicans in my high school.
Really?
Wow.
So you were that kind of douche.
Yeah. And then
best kind of douche.
And then I went to college and it was all whipped right out of me. Yeah.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to college in Pennsylvania, the only one that would take me. A little place called Kutztown University.
All right.
Yeah.
Someone has to go there.
Kutztown?
Kutztown. Yes, exactly. It was Kutztown, and that's exactly why I chose it. I said, this is going to be my school.
I'm your kind of cunt.
It's going to be loaded with cunt. This school, it's number one in cunt. Actually, it's literally very close to Intercourse and Blue Ball, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Which are actual towns.
In Pennsylvania, Dutch country.
That's correct.
Yes.
The most conservative people in the world.
Because they didn't speak English and they didn't know what the words meant.
Probably true.
This is like, all I was told, after I got out of college, I went right into radio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And all I was told was how conservative it was. Right. And which was evidenced by the fact that every other block had a massage parlor and, you know, like an adult dildo store.
Right.
Wow.
And are there child dildos? Wait a minute. What's an adult dildo store?
Is there
a child dildo store?
That's right. That's how not conservative it was.
Oh, my God. In my America,
motherfuckers. They were selling dildos to kids in Berks County, Pennsylvania.
Jesus fucking Christ on a fucking popsicle stick, America. There should not be dildos for children. This I will not stand for.
Right. I'm against it.
All right, whatever. Go ahead.
People who give dildos to children need to be beaten to death with a dildo.
Wow.
You're going to get a call Monday or tomorrow morning, for God's sake. That lady's going to call again and say, those big jihadists want to sell dildos to children.
God darn it. There's 9-foot-tall jihadis, Arabs.
I heard on your happy hour that you're planning to sell vibrating dildos to chillin.
Yep, we're selling vibrating dildos to chillin. That's what we're doing here. That's what it's all about.
Why are you selling them vibrating dildos to chillin? Stephanie Miller.
Rush Limbaugh doesn't. Right. My friends, my friends understand. Stephanie Miller is selling dildos to children. This is my point about liberals.
Yeah, he's added. He's added a weird thing into his talking now. It's a long.
Really?
Yeah,
he's just digesting.
I think he's shitting is what he's doing.
He's digesting a Dominican boy. What? I don't know that for sure. Why are you laughing at that?
Dominican boy.
Not a Dominican boy, an American boy. Who do you think I am?
In the Dominican Republic.
That's right. He imported them. When he went with his fake chubby with off market Viagra. What?
I love to tell you what I did last weekend, but I can't.
He actually said that.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so go ahead.
Well, soon radio was, the enthusiasm for radio was whipped out of me by FM radio, specifically, doing music radio. I went to a radio station.
Me too, everybody.
The last full-time job I had in radio was at an FM station in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where the program director on day one told me that my name was too ethnic.
Seska?
Seska. Bob? Bob?
What is your ethnicity exactly, Bob?
I'm an Italian. I'm half Italian.
You look swarthy.
I'm very swarthy. I'm glad there's air conditioning in here. Otherwise, I would be so olive and sweating and dripping.
Yay.
I can't believe I just said that to you. Ooh. I'm now officially in trouble. But you know, here was the name they came up with for me.
Yeah.
Because I am tall and because the program director was into All in the Family, I became Stretch Cunningham. Because
oh God, no.
Because tallness really is appropriate for the radio. That's something that really gets
it's important.
Projected to the audience.
You don't sound tall enough.
That's right. Can you sound taller?
Oh, no.
It was Cunningham. It was Stretch Cunningham, which eventually
I was Sister Sleaze. Hey, everybody, it's Brother Weeze and Sister Sleaze in the morning.
I was Secret Agent Love Toy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're a fuckstick. Anyway. Yeah,
my God.
My first radio job was in Santa Barbara, and while a friend of mine was like banging chicks out the window at K-Time down the street.
Was that the classic State rock station or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I was working for... Hello.
Hi.
For a musical theater station. So one time, a guy came in and brought me a cake. It was fabulous.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And Jim, if you've noticed, is extra crispy bucket of straight.
That was awesome. I love that line.
He makes up for all the gains around here by his incredible... He's just a pussy hound. He's an outdoor cat.
Yeah.
He's like P22. Don't feed him. Don't feed him pussy.
You put that on your resume now. Jim Ward, feral cat.
He's a feral outdoor pussy cat.
Yeah, he's an outdoor cat. He lets himself out.
He is.
Want to watch me lick my balls? Wait, where do they go?
Listen, you'll see at the happy hour after Brandon when he leaves and Janiqua doesn't care.
Is that when Jim Ward licks his own balls?
Yes!
Oh my God!
Everything happens at the after party.
So evil.
All right, so Bob Seska, take us back to your biography.
Well, somewhere in there I also...
Bob Seska biography.
Somewhere in there I also interned for the Don and Mike show in Washington, D.C.
Oh, oh yeah.
Cool.
Don Geronimo.
Yeah. Well, I eventually became their news guy's intern. So I was compiling news and writing some stories and putting together actualities for...
Yep.
Back when they were on cartridges.
I have carts in that closet over there.
It was
because
fun.
I think I might want to relive my former bits that were so little.
Can you even find a cart machine that works anymore?
No.
I saw one on eBay.
Did you?
And I almost thought about getting one because I still have all of my old shitty carts.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Where I'm like, I really need to hear like Dear Abby from 1987 at fucking WCKG.
Well,
really?
That's how you say Bob's name.
Because, hello, Bob Seska. Hello, this is Dear Abby. Dear Abby says, Bob Seska writes for the Daily Banter. Hello.
It's so funny because...
Here's some things about Hillary Clinton, you should know.
I annoy my wife with that exact voice. I do like the basement of the science building nerd voice. So whenever I say, oh, guess what? Next month, a new Batman versus Superman trailer is coming out.
Let's talk about She Who Shall Not Be Named. That is Mrs. Seska. Let's tell me
the lovely and talented
story.
Mrs. Seska,
who is fictional to me. Okay, well, who tell us a little bit?
Well,
really happy for you guys
because I respect the sanctity of marriage. I'm on my second marriage,
right?
And after divorcing my first wife, I met my current wife on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Which is a really scary place to meet someone because you don't know if they're real.
That's right. They're in two dimensions.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah, yeah. And there was extensive Skype time logged after that.
Oh, hello. How long have you been married?
Since 2013. We've been together since 2010.
Did you do sexy time on Skype?
We did lots of sexy time on Skype.
Oh, really?
And yeah, there was one time with it. I mean, invariably, it's Skype. It goes down all the time.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Here's my life. I just had therapy today. So my therapist said something that was really quintessential to making my whole life work again. And it was like,
The worst thing for me is when Skype freezes and the freeze frame on Skype is a weird face.
Yeah.
And so you're right in the middle of something, and suddenly the person you're talking to is frozen like this.
You're like, oh, you're right. My therapist is a Picasso. God damn it!
And that stuff cracks me up to no end. So you're in the middle of doing Skype chat, which is not really chatting. It's something else.
Right.
And then everything goes to hell with Skype, invariably. So there was one time when it went to hell, and then we're suddenly taking out our phones and texting, like trying to do it in non-real time with photos that we continuing what we were doing on live internet video.
Oh, right. Dear.
And
oh,
it was wow. just, it was a nightmare.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Technology is not our friend, Chris. No. You see what I've told you?
I know. Well, you thought that you could do the entire show on Skype for like year.
It's so great when you moved to New York.
I was like the Chuck Yeager of Skype sex. I was like the pioneer, the first test pilot, you know. I'd go to my mechanic and I'd say, got a stick of Beamans, I'll pay you back later. And then I'd go to it. I'd say, come on, honey, load up Skype.
Let's do it.
We're going to test the bitch out of this thing.
But it obviously worked because there magically is a Mrs. Seska.
Yes, there is.
Chagrin.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
She had just moved to Hawaii from Albuquerque.
Long way away.
Yeah.
Should have told you left in Albuquerque.
She didn't. She went to Hawaii.
She went to Hawaii. And it was nice. We lived in on Oahu for a while. I still say in Oahu, which is wrong.
In Honolulu.
And it was impossible to live there because they don't like dogs there. You can't rent any place if you have two.
Do you have a doggy?
I have two gigantic dogs.
What
they're
do you
not,
have?
Not as big as your dogs, but they're giant German Shepherd. Who's like his personality? My voice for my giant German Shepherd is Jimmy Stewart, because he's shy. And bashful, and he's got really long legs. I think he's mixed with like a coyote
giraffe.
Or something like that. He's got like really crazy long, which German Shepherds don't have now. They have like little squatty back legs, really weird looking back legs. And then we also have an Australian Shepherd,
Bonza.
Yeah.
What does the Jimmy Stewart one sound like?
I don't approve of the other one's bullshit antics over there. Go tell old man Gower to stop putting poison. You're putting poison in there, Mr. Gower.
Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death? God, youth is wasted on the wrong people. Hee-haw!
Hee-haw!
It's Christmas in April.
Hi, George Bailey. You're nothing but a warped, frustrated young man.
Let me tell you something.
Hooray. You're better off dead than alive.
That's me with the guy that wants to kill me for the life insurance money. Uh-huh. I'm better off dead than alive.
In a whole vast configuration of things, you're nothing but a scurvy little spider.
Awesome.
Zuzu's petals. I found Zuzu's petals.
My mouth's bleeding, Bert. And now we're just doing the movie now. We're no longer.
Yeah.
All right, so you started writing for the Daily Banter. You're a spectacular writer, blogger, radio host.
Who started the Daily Banter?
A guy named Ben Cohen, not the Ben and Jerry's Ben Cohen.
Okay. I'm like, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, not the ice cream guy, which would have been more fun.
Yeah.
That would have been great fun if the ice cream guy, I'll get a little bit of money and ice cream.
Sure.
But, it was Ben Cohen, and initially it started out as a sort of a flotilla of different blogs, and then suddenly decided, well, you know what, we're going to do original content. So I started doing like one or two posts a day for the Daily Banter, and I've been doing that since 2011-ish or so,
and
2012, I think.
And you used to write for the Huffington Post.
And I still do. I still cross-post some things over there. It's keeping up, up appearance.
And apparently we read one of your pieces back in 2007.
Oh, yeah. That's how you knew us.
Yeah, well, I was listening to the show every night. I would listen to it on
Sirius XM.
On Sirius XM on my way home from work. And I was driving home, I don't know, it was 2007 or so. And I heard you reading one of my Huffington Post articles, and I nearly drove off the road. It was the greatest thing.
That's awesome.
Were you doing Arianna Huffington at the time?
Darling, Bob Zeska writes on the Huffington Post.
I've got a really funny Arianna story. This is the only time I've ever talked to Arianna Huffington was, 2008 or so. And I had just written a post, and in the post, I wrote a really bad joke about President Bush loving the movie Lucky Number 11. Because he liked to run around the White House pronouncing the word Slevin.
Right. Okay.
All right. So it's like a throwaway, nothing joke. Right. So I get this call on my cell phone, and it's Arianna Huffington. And I'd been writing for the Huffington Post since 2005. Never met her. I'm good friends with Roy Seacoff, who's the founding editor of the Huffington Post. He's a great guy. But I never had the chance to meet Arianna. So this was quite a surprise. So it's Arianna Huffington, and it's the voice and the thing and everything, all
Hello,
Arianna.
Mom.
There was like the whole package.
It's me, Arianna.
I could smell the champagne through
Arianna.
The phone.
Right. Yeah, Bob.
And she says, you know, it's good to talk to you. And then I can't do the voice, by the way. I can't do the Arianna voice. But she said, I got a call from Bruce Willis.
Oh, today. No.
I got a call from Bruce Willis. And he asked me if George Bush's favorite movie really was Lucky Number 11.
Oh, no.
And I said, Arianna, because Bruce Willis was, I think he had a role in the movie, and he was a producer on the movie.
Yeah.
And I said, it was a joke. It was a terrible, terrible joke. I regret the joke. It was a lame joke. But it's funny to me. Suddenly, I'm laughing to myself because Bruce Willis actually thought that it was serious. That George Bush likes to go around I have some sort of inside White House information. Like some mole in the White House contacted me and said,
George Bush White House, let alone.
Yeah. You know, hey, Bob, I got this information for you. The President Lex just loves that movie. What movie? That great movie, that Josh Hartnett movie, Lucky Number 11.
That's Tom Brokaw's favorite movie. Lucky Number 11.
Right. Likes to pronounce 11. And then he said, you know why he likes it? Because he likes to pronounce 11 all the time. He likes to say the word 11 because of the double meaning.
Oh, God.
And no. I said, it was a joke. And she said, oh, okay. And I said, you feel free to call Bruce Willis and tell him that the whole thing was a joke and that George Bush, I mean, he may love it. Who knows? But I imagine Bruce Willis has more of an in with the White House than I would.
Yes.
Or Arianna, for that matter.
I bet the Slytherins like Lucky Number 11.
Wow. You caused some Hollywood intrigue.
That's right.
And, Jim and I made a very strong living for a while as Arnold and Arianna at children's birthday parties.
That's
remember?
Right.
Yeah, because Bob, come on. The debates in California. Fucking comedy gold, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I don't understand why you say you're about months when you drive a hammer.
I cannot understand what this hammer is. What is that? Is it Greek? I've never heard that before. What language is that?
Yeah, it's Eli Lilly is making pharmaceuticals for children. You do not seem to want to do anything about it.
What is this for Kauderwelsch?
The best thing is the Arnold noises, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite. My favorite.
I mean, how do you grunt in Austrian?
And what are things of this fucking nature?
Things of this nature.
Why would no one ever ask, what do you mean? What are things of this nature?
Or the grunt he made when he broke his leg.
My Dima!
No, my favorite Schwarzenegger story was told by dialect coach Robert Easton, may he rest in peace. He was trying to teach him how to talk with a Russian accent for Red Heat.
Okay.
And his one line he had... First, we have to know that in some Austrian accents, there's no there's no p sound. It turns to b.
Okay.
So, and there was a scene where he had to feel a guy's neck to see if he was still alive. And he said, this man has no balls. Wow, you can tell that by feeling his neck? You are good. Pulse, you know. Also, there's no schwa sound, so pulse becomes balls. This man has no balls.
The best thing ever, if you ever have a couple hours to kill, put in Total Recall and listen to Arnold's commentary on Total Recall.
Oh, my God. Consider this a divorce.
It is the funniest fucking thing in the world. There's me, and I'm going through security now. I mean, remember when you didn't have to go through the... Remember you didn't have to go through the scanner thing? Oh, that must have hurt. Oh, there I am again. Well, that was a fun scene to do. Sharon's really hot. And it's just so random and weird. It's Arnold, Arnold just watching a movie. I imagine him in his home movie theater, watching any movie.
Oh, this is
like Mystery Science Theater.
And he only watches his movies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or Lucky Number 11. This is where
Slevin does something funny and shoots lots of people. You see this, Maria? Or the maid, or whoever I'm with now.
And even when his wife ever has a cough, he's like, it is not a tumor of any kind. It is not a tumor.
There is no bathroom.
I don't get tumors, I get dreamers.
Consider that a divorce.
All right. Listen, I have a future wife. Did you see this? When Google Street View began mapping her neighborhood in January, Australian.
Bonza.
Right? Mm-hmm. Pulled up her shirt and exposed her sizable breasts. Nice fucking tits.
I saw the picture.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Nice tits and not a mistake.
Her triggered the pixelating of the images. That's not what we need. However, as seen above, the 38-year-old Davis's breasts received so much...
Right?
She said, look at Google Maps a lot. I wanted to be on there, and I thought this is a way to do it. I got to tick something else off my bucket list.
All right.
She has really huge, enormous fucking tits. God bless her. She's on Google Maps.
I need that GPS information.
Yes. Otherwise, you're going to go on every street in Australia on Google Street.
Well, you know, for research.
Yes, of course.
In other news, don't you hate when your girlfriend fucks the entire Wu-Tang Clan?
I know, right?
God, so many times for me. My ex-wife. God damn it.
I could see
If I told her once, I told her 1,000 times. Not again.
Don't fuck the Wu-Tang Clan.
God damn it. Anybody but...
The Poontang Clan. That's fine.
Not old dirty bastard.
Isn't he dead?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Young clean bastard would be fine.
Right. Recently on divorce court, a man accused his girlfriend of sleeping with the member...
On divorce court?
Sleeping with all the members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
How many are there?
According to the guy, his girlfriend hung out with the clan after a concert, and she admitted she was having so much fun, she lost track of time, forgot to come home till 7 a.m., as you do. But she insisted nothing bad happened. Let me put on the record, Wu-Tang Clan is nothing but gentlemen. I don't know if that's... Maybe grammar police could...
That's weird.
I think she fucked the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Here's a new bar, guys, for your relationship. All right, did you fuck the Wu-Tang Clan? No. Okay, we're good.
Second question is, all at once? Or separately?
That's a lot of clans.
Did you work your way through the clan?
She did fuck the Ku Klux Klan, but, which is probably arguably worse. But.
That's like a scene. You want to talk about... That's like going to an amusement park. I imagine fucking the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, it's just like lots of elbows and knees and
sharp things.
Right?
Yeah. Sharp things.
Sharp body.
A lot of neosporin.
Lots of bling.
Shit, right?
Bling burns.
Yeah.
I got some wicked burns. What from? Oh, the Wu-Tang Clan's bling. Just burned the shit out of my crotch.
Yeah, I hurt my fucking labia.
My God.
Was that a medallion in my fucking...
Wu-Tang Clan has medallions?
Yes.
That's just beyond the pale.
It is beyond the pale. All right, listen. In other perv news...
Uh-huh.
Cookie Monster arrested in Times Square.
Yep.
For allegedly... groping a teenager. A Sunday man dressed as Cookie Monster. God damn it, Chris.
Well, it's the Times Square costume people that always cause trouble. Remember Elmo was screaming?
Right.
Like, anti-Semitic things?
Allegedly groping a 16-year-old. The arrest, just the latest in what can... Exactly. Just the latest.
Mm-hmm. I tell ya. It's the costume characters on Hollywood Boulevard and Times Square
those
that are causing the end of the world.
Those goddamn perverts. Ruining America.
What
it's a plague of costume crime, Bob.
Great
last
party,
year,
isn't it?
18 characters were arrested, including at least two Elmos, a pair of Iron Men, several
and
Spider-Men.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Spider-Man's great at bukkake.
In 2013,
just uses his wrist.
That's right.
Okay. In 2013, Elmo impersonator allegedly shoved a toddler and a Spider-Man punched a snowball-wielding mom. And if, and then there was the
she 2012, had
the infamous Jew-hating Elmo of Central Park. Yeah. The Jew-hater in Central
Park. Yes.
Jew-hating Elmo. He was screaming anti-Semitic obscenities
exactly.
at passers-by.
In Hebrew, which is weird.
But he can get away with it because Elmo's Jewish. Sure.
I have no idea. I don't know. We don't know. Fuck. I don't know.
Elmo Steinberg.
More importantly... That's his name. What the hell's going on with...
Never knew Flacca. His last name before. Flacca.
Why are the kids doing Flacca now?
It's a new drug.
A man from...
Florida.
We're doing Flacca in Florida.
Naked Flacca freak calls himself God, fights cop, and then fucks a tree. What is happening,
people? Is that what Flacca is?
What's happening in my America?
They're fucking trees now?
Yeah.
This is from the makers of bath salts.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
What is it about the trees? What is it about the trees that they're fucking?
They want it.
The tree was bent over that pinball machine.
Right? They're all want it.
Dressed provocatively.
How'd you like it if somebody plucked something off of you?
Kenneth Crowder was arrested.
Of course, some folks do go both ways.
You did say that we were on PC.
After his Flacca high led him on a misbegotten...
I don't even know what Flacca high is. Do you smoke it? Do you snort it? Do you drink it?
Flacca high, you island.
He had an alleged sexual act on a tree, people. Police found him responding to a reported burglary.
That's what the Nazis
when approached by an officer...
Bark cocky.
People. When an officer used a taser on him, he pulled the probes out of his body, continuing to fight. He was shocked by a second time. He pulled out the probes and went at the officer with clenched fists.
Pulled out the probes.
The officer punched Crowder in the face, and a scrum ensued, with Crowder saying he was Thor.
Is this Steven Crowder?
He said he was Thor? No. And trying to stab the officer with the officer's badge.
Ow. All right.
They still have the five-pointed badges now, like the sheriff.
What the fuck is Flacca?
Ow!
Stop it!
Doubles as a shirt again.
What the fuck is Flacca?
I have no idea.
Is it worse than bath salts? Seriously?
I don't know. I don't even know if you smoke it, snort it, drink it.
Do you pour milk and sugar on it?
Shoot it?
Corn Flacca?
Is it like a flavin? Is it a flavin?
I know two things. There's no such thing as good flan.
It's a Bill Cosby substitute swear word.
Put the pills in the people.
Put the pills in the people. Flacca.
Foul and flarn and flacca.
Think of it hard. Hula.
Excuse me?
10,000 blue cookies on the table.
Excuse me?
Ah.
How could any woman even tell Bill Cosby was trying to fuck you? What are you saying? What are you saying?
I want to foul and flarn you and flacca you in the foliage.
I'll take your freedoms down the sneaker hall and flacca.
Oh my God.
A lot of women can be fucking excused for saying, what the fuck is he saying?
Yes.
What the fuck does he want?
Noah, it's the Lord.
Right. Who is this really?
All right. Chris, a man from...
Florida.
Yeah. Huh. Wearing an I Have Drugs t-shirt was arrested on...
Drug charges.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Florida man arrested walking on... Arrested on drug possession charges. May wish he'd been wearing a different t-shirt when a deputy walked into Kmart accused of having a bag of marijuana and methamphetamine while shopping in the store. He was wearing a t-shirt that said, "Who needs drugs?" in smaller letters. No, seriously, I have drugs. I have... What? Why are you arresting me for... What the fuck?
What?
God damn it.
I have drugs, but no pants.
It's so funny. Florida is all at once a police state and completely lawless.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Now we're going to have Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio from Florida.
That's a completely lawless police state.
Did you see Jeb Bush's video the other day? He was like literally wearing lip gloss or something.
Something. Oh,
wow. Yeah, something going weird with his makeup on his face. And he's kind of like this, kind of like stretching his neck out as much as he could. Because he's got a giant head.
Maybe he's preparing for a lot of ass kissing.
Getting his lips right up in that.
He's got an enormous head.
He does.
He's got the biggest head in politics.
It's like Fred Flintstone.
It's like that character from So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Like a, yes,
like the Michael Myers,
big giant. Then put head. That cat Man, back out.
He's gonna be crying himself to sleep on his giant pillow.
He'd pants.
He'd
no.
I've never been able to sit through Eraserhead all the way through.
I can't. I was on Sharpton this week, and I was like, they played a sound clip. I'm like, oh my god, he's so boring.
He is.
I dozed off during. I was like, oh my god, really?
Yeah, he is.
He's just like, I don't know.
He doesn't even have the Bush laugh. You want the Bush. If you're going to have a Bush run for president, you want to get.
They will be put to death.
Right? The evil, like, capital punishment laugh, something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I ran over a Scotchman's foot and I think I broke his ankle.
I authorized the execution of nine retardeds.
They're not going to know what hit them.
Just tell them they're going on a ride. What? No. Wait a minute. Okay. Chris,
Execution Land. Florida.
Florida? Again?
Extremely intoxicated Florida woman offers sexual favor to deputies after kicking one in the groin.
Oh.
That's,
Well, that's she not that's not how you woo a man.
She was arrested after she allegedly offered her patrons oral sex for money and then refused to leave the establishment. After a Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputy approached, she resisted arrest and offered a oral sex if he let her go. What she said no. You know, it's not. It's a rare man that will turn down oral sex unless, of course, they're too bitey, right? Like an Ann Coulter or a... Right? Otherwise, you'll be like...
Leave her. She's too bitey.
Leave her. All right, Bob, bring us up to date on your present life, please, won't you?
Mm, oh, my God. Well, you know, I forgot to mention the time that I worked with G. Gordon Liddy.
What?
Oh, wow. Please.
G. Gordon Liddy made it so that I couldn't pee in his presence in the bathroom at WJFK in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. It was a crazy scene. G. Gordon Liddy, you know what G. Gordon Liddy's nickname for me was? Well, I should back up. While I was working on the Don and Mike show at WJFK,
right.
That was also the station where G. Gordon Liddy did his syndicated show from.
Okay.
And while I was prepping news in the newsroom, I was right on the other side of the plate glass window from G. Gordon Liddy while he was doing his show.
Right.
And he got to calling me, I was High Pockets. Because again, I'm tall and tall. There's this theme running throughout my radio career that tallness was somehow translatable on the radio.
Right.
Oh, and besides, G. Gordon Liddy is about that tall. He's like, he's actually the G. Gordon Liddy action figure.
Yes.
About
the same thing. Angry.
Yeah. And he would just, you know, come in and say, "Hi, Pockets. I want you."
Hey, I'll tell you how to kill an FBI guy. Kick him in the toe. by his kneecap.
The news guy on the Don and Mike show had a picture, like a framed, signed picture of David Letterman on the wall.
Uh-huh.
So one day, G. Gordon Liddy comes over.
Oh, how are we doing on time?
Yeah, he comes walking into the newsroom, and he said,
Hi, Pockets. I want you to take down that picture right there. It's distracting me while I'm going to show.
And he would literally do that. I mean, he literally end a sentence by going,
So he's never Jay Robinson,
huh? Yeah.
But you got down, Moses, huh? Yeah.
And he, you know what he loved to say on the show? G. Gordon Liddy loved to say the word Messerschmitt. He's like, he's always such the German airplane, the Messerschmitt. That's always just a fun G. Gordon Liddy word to say.
Yeah.
The 109 or the 110?
It's a World War II German fight. Of course, he's really, as any like G. Gordon Liddy arch conservative will think of, he's totally into the Nazis.
I know a lot about
He likes jackbooted thugs, just not in the right country.
So he comes in and asks me to take down this picture, and it wasn't even mine to take down. And I said, "Well, I'm gonna have to ask Buzz."
A picture of what now?
It was a signed picture of David Letterman. It was about that big
in the newsroom.
It was about 20 feet from G. Gordon Liddy's face, and so this was distracting to him.
Uh-huh.
And so I refused to take it down. And then later that afternoon, I learned that even though
Shoot
he can't...
Shoot a picture of David Letterman in a Messerschmitt 109.
Well, here's what we did. Here's what we did to get back at him. Because then, of course, it became a big feud between the Don and Mike show and then G. Gordon Liddy show.
Oh, boy.
So what we did is we took, me and another intern, took a bunch of blow-ups of David Letterman's face and adorned the entire radio station with them. We stuck them to the leaves of the ficus tree in the lobby. And the best one was the two halves of the David Letterman face coming together when the elevator closes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
awesome. So Liddy's coming up the stairs or up the elevator, and the elevator closes, and there's Letterman's face coming together right in front of him.
Oh, how are we doing on time?
Slap. Yeah.
And so then I got it. I heard through the grapevine that he was really pissed off at me for doing that. And so one day I'm in the bath, I'm standing at the urinal in the bathroom, and in walks G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh dear.
And then of course it's, I think they call it paruresis or something like that, where you're, it's your pee shyness.
Yes.
Where you just can't
go. I'm pee shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for God's sake, G. Gordon Liddy, who ate a rat.
Yes.
And burned his arm with a lighter
as
a
you know that he's angry at you.
Yes. And he's got, and even though he can't carry firearms because of his Watergate conviction.
Felon.
He carried like a ninja blade in his, like he had an ankle holster with a, like a lethal knife that he's probably used many times. So I couldn't go. I couldn't go in G. Gordon Liddy's presence. I'd have to wait. I'd say, oh, is he on the air now? Okay, now I can go. Because from that point forward, as long as G. Gordon Liddy was in the bathroom, I'd just be standing there.
Meeting in the bathroom.
Hi, Mr. Liddy. I'm just standing here at the urinal.
I'm just sitting here.
Are you done there, High Pockets? I can't go, Mr. Liddy. Get out of the way, man.
I ran into him at some radio convention. I think he came on to me. I'm pretty sure.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
His
gaydar not so good. Just saying.
And his wife is a little mousy thing.
Yeah.
Seriously. I produced for his son on his radio show.
Oh, really?
In Phoenix, yes.
Oh, my God.
And so the entire Liddy family came in one day. And so, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. The funniest thing in the world was watching. It was a particularly icy day. There was like an ice storm and in Northern Virginia. And the sidewalk out in front of the radio station was completely like black ice. And I'm walking down the hallway, and there's a big plate glass window, so you can see the entire
front.
You're
an ice racist.
Yes.
Yes.
Black
ice.
Oh, my God. African-American
ice. Icelandic hawk racist. What?
And Liddy just, you know, head over heels, slipped on this black ice and cracked his big bald head wide open.
Oh.
And I laughed and laughed.
He probably didn't even feel it.
Yeah, no, I mean, the big Cape Fear laughing.
I would slip on black ice every winter, the 3 years I was living in Chicago.
Well, I wouldn't laugh at you, Jim. I would just laugh at Liddy, because Liddy's an asshole.
Yes, he is.
Wait, I feel like there's groupies that want to run in before the end of the show to just squee over Bob Seska. Wait,
Jody Hamilton is
just
here.
Just come say hi.
Oh, my God, Jody on the show.
No, Jody on the show.
You have the worst.
Okay, we can't hear you. Go ahead.
You have the worst watchdogs ever.
I know, because I love you. Oh, my God. She's so happy to see
you. All right.
Get to meet you.
Jody on the show. That's what we're waiting for.
Yeah. Yep. It wakes Bob Seska up every morning. Bob, Jody. Jody, Bob.
Hi, Jody. It's so nice to see you.
I used to live in Honokaa.
Honokaa. That's great. Did you go to Texas Malasadas?
Yes.
I love that place.
And I went to the Parker School.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
we lived in Waimea for a while.
See? And people know it as Kamuela or Waimea.
Yeah, that's right.
In Hawaii.
That's exactly right.
Why not?
Why not?
And it was like living in the Pacific Northwest. I forgot that I was living in Hawaii. It was freezing and wet and damp.
Yes, always there, especially in Kamuela.
It was terrible.
Rob and Trish, come on in.
Your hometown was terrible, Jody. Where you lived was god-awful.
It really was.
Roseanne lives there now.
I know. Stephanie, you want some of my nuts?
She has a macadamia farm.
She asked me that.
Farm.
She's asked me that.
Yeah.
Uncle I'm
Jim.
Like, Roseanne, I don't know
Jim Neighbors has a macadamia nut farm.
Right.
In Hawaii? Really?
Surprise.
Wait, Rob, yes. Trish, come over here.
And he just got married.
No. Yes.
Get down, Rob. Down, Rob.
Okay, Trish, come on in.
My parents
this
saw
is the
Jim
famous
Neighbors
Rob
sing
Trish. Rob,
at a club over here if you want. In West LA called The Horn.
Oh, my God.
In the early 60s.
Oh, was there a stripper?
Yes. Look at how much my friend Trish looks like Claire Underwood.
She's off camera.
Oh, she
is totally off camera.
She totally looks like Claire. But Claire has. Well,
okay, this is Rob. Rob, say hi. Rob's been on Jody's podcast. Hang on.
Hi,
handsome romantic mans.
How are you?
Rob and Trish are my thruple. They're my bestest friends.
I won't deny it.
Listen, the happy hour after party is going to be kind of off the hook tonight.
It is, because if I were gay, she'd be the one.
Right?
Totally.
Wow. Where's Lonnie? Lonnie, your boyfriend's not here tonight?
He's at home, so.
Oh,
and
no.
And I have to be here tomorrow morning.
Oh, sad.
That's right.
I could just happen to spend the night.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens, Bob, at the happy hour after.
You know, I'm so proud. The first word I think Jody heard out of my mouth live in person was bukkake.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
What can be said about that other than...
It's either that or Chinese basket
job. I think
it's
Hawaiian for everyone wants to fuck Bob Sesko.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, how can you follow? How can we follow you? How can we...
How can we subscribe to your podcast?
Oh, search awesome. For Bob and Chez on iTunes or go to Bob Sesko.
Vote for them on the podcast awards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're still award nominated.
Yes.
Because Sam Cedar won. Of course, for his fourth time in a row, I think.
Well, then he doesn't deserve it anymore.
No.
It's your time.
It's
your turn.
Next year.
Bob Seska's time. Shut up. I love that song.
Let's get him some subscriptions, and let's get him some five-star reviews so that he goes further up in the rankings.
Yeah, yes, I'm looking for the Chris Lavoie bump.
I think what's important for everyone to know is that everyone in this room will be having sex with everybody after this podcast.
In about 25 minutes.
Right? Exactly.
And it's about
especially me with Chris.
All the subscribers now are going to their podcast device, and they're going, keep rolling, for God's sake!
You know what, Oprah? Fuck you with your after party. We're all going to, after this, we're going to fuck each other silly.
Spider-Man's coming by.
Right?
Yes.
I have my Catwoman outfit, so.
There you go. You
know. Mick Jagger will probably make an appearance, because we can't get no satisfaction, right, without each other, right? Right?
Right, yeah. Mick?
I can't get no satisfaction. I almost did.
You tried. And then what happened?
I tried. I can't get no.
Okay, John Boner in the form of Bob Sesko wishes you a very cheery goodbye.
I talked to the little children. Wow. As they're little children, I want them to have the same thing as I had. Which is the American Dream.
In a tavern.
Jesus fucking Christ. What's happened to the American fucking dream? You go, there's going to be someone with a vagina in charge.
Every time I talk to anyone who has a StephCast subscription, I say, you know, I really want you to have all the things I had, you know, working in a sweeping the floor in a tavern.
Tavern! Oh, fuck a tavern.
I just want you to have the American Dream. Like I did.
Oh, Jesus, I can't stand it anymore.
The American people just run the American people. I got one more thing here.
Oh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Fuck me in the ass with the Freedom Tower. Okay. That's it.
At BobSesko.com?
Yes, BobSesko.com.
And on Twitter?
On Twitter, BobSesko_go. Right.
Get the podcast. I do. I have it. It's fabulous.
You just need to figure out how to listen to the real shows and not the mini shows.
Yes!
The mini shows.
The Bob and Chez. Let's do it.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez show.
Yeah. He's fucking awesome. Aloha and mahalo, Bob.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my God. I'm going to come back
next week.
It's
time for your free lay upstairs for the happy hour.
Yes!
What's with the titty shirt? Woo! Just happy fucking happy hour. Yeah.